After months of being hammered, stocks rebounded yesterday. The NASDAQ index climbed nearly 9%, its biggest rally in 3 months. And just a day after dipping into bear market territory, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its second biggest one-day point gain on record. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
After 3 consecutive days of sell-offs, a few strong earnings reports set the stage for an impressive market comeback. Marvin McIntyre, a senior vice president with Legg Mason, says the rally was a real confidence builder.
There was so much negativity, there was so much pessimism that no one even believed you could have this sort of rally again. So this was very, very positive.
Dell Computer, the nation's top PC maker, led the charge in the high-tech sector, pushing the battered NASDAQ up nearly 9%. And it didn't take much to spark the rally. Dell simply announced it wouldn't have to revise its first quarter earnings estimates downward. Investors seized on that crumb of good news and ran with it. Chipmaker Intel and web portal Yahoo surged. Cisco Systems and JDS Uniphase also had hefty gains. But Art Hogan, chief market analyst at Jefferies & Company, says Dell doesn't deserve all the credit. He says the market has become a bargain hunter's paradise.
For the first time, we got some good news out of corporate America, but let's also put into account the fact that the economic news that's been coming out over the last couple of days shows the economy turning and getting a bit better. And also, look at the platform we're launching from. We're at a very, very oversold situation on all the major indices, especially the NASDAQ Composite and the S&P 500. So it doesn't take much to spark a rally at these very low levels.
In the broader market, Dow component Alcoa actually beat estimates for its first quarter profits. The nation's top producer of aluminum lifted other old economy stocks as well. Other Dow industrials, such as 3M, Boeing, and United Technologies, also climbed. There was only one Dow loser. McDonald's Corporation was down 9 cents. Analysts are already wondering if Thursday's momentum can be sustained. Marvin McIntyre with Legg Mason says the consensus may be that the bear market isn't over yet, but he's confident that if this isn't the bottom, it's close to it. And according to McIntyre, it's about time.
This has been awful. I mean, just from the standpoint of depressing, you look and you say it looks like stocks are never going to go up again.
Even if the comeback doesn't last forever, McIntyre says at least it's given investors renewed hope. The market rally will be tested today when the Labor Department issues its jobs report for March. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.